Hello, and welcome back to Growth Mechanics, the podcast where we break down what actually works in B2B SaaS. I'm Arjun, and joining me as always is Mira, who's been deep in the trenches helping companies build their product-led engines. Mira, today we're tackling something every founder talks about but few truly nail, product-led growth. What's the biggest misconception you see?
Thanks, Arjun. The biggest misconception is that PLG just means having a free trial. But it's actually a complete rethinking of how you acquire, activate, and expand customers. The product itself becomes your primary growth engine, not your sales team. You're essentially shifting CSE from outbound marketing spend to product engineering investment.
So it's an engineering problem as much as a growth problem. Let's start at the beginning. Someone lands on your signup page. What needs to happen in those critical first moments?
You have 60 seconds, literally. Every second of friction in your signup flow bleeds users. That's why the best PLG companies use Google or GitHub SSO. No typing, no forms, just one click and you're in. But here's the really critical part. Once they're inside, you have 24 hours to get them to an activation milestone. The data is brutal here. Users who don't activate within 24 hours have a 90% probability of never returning.
90%, that's staggering. So what counts as activation? Is it just logging in?
No, it's much more specific. Activation is when a user experiences your core value for the first time. For Slack, they tracked that as a team sending 10,000 messages. For Zoom, it was joining a meeting without needing to download software first. You need to identify your specific aha moment and ruthlessly optimize time to value to get users there fast.
And I'm guessing an empty dashboard isn't going to cut it.
Exactly. This is where so many teams fail. They build this beautiful product, the user signs up, and then they're staring at a blank screen with 20 tooltips. Instead, provide templates, use dummy data, show them what success looks like. Progressive disclosure is key. Introduce advanced features only after they've mastered the basics.
Okay, so we've got someone signed up and activated, but there's still the question of which model to use, free trial, freemium, or something else. How do you choose?
There are three main models, and each has distinct economics. A traditional free trial gives full access for 14 days, then requires payment. This works well for complex software with high setup costs. Freemium gives a basic version forever with usage or feature limits, excellent for collaborative tools where network effects drive adoption. But there's also a third option that's really interesting, the reverse trial.
Reverse trial, that's a new one for me. How does that work?
Users start with a 14-day trial of your premium tier, but if they don't buy, they automatically downgrade to freemium instead of losing access completely. You get the urgency and high-intent signals of a trial, but you don't lose the user afterward. It combines the best of both models.
Smart. Now let's talk about what happens after that initial conversion. Because PLG isn't just about landing customers, right? It's about expansion.
This is where PLG really shines. The best SaaS companies drive net revenue retention above 120%, meaning their existing customers grow revenue faster than churn erodes it. You do this by building expansion loops directly into your product usage. Common triggers include seat limits, charging when more team members join, or usage limits like database records, API calls, or files processed monthly.
So the product itself is creating the sales motion. But how do you nudge users to upgrade without being annoying?
The key is context. Don't just lock features behind a generic paywall in settings. Instead, when a user tries to add that sixth team member or access an advanced reporting dashboard, show them an in-context upgrade modal right there, explaining exactly what they'd unlock. You can also offer microtransactions or add-ons like custom branding or extra storage for teams that aren't ready to jump to the next full tier.
This all sounds great in theory, but how do you know if it's actually working? What should teams be measuring?
You need a proper telemetry stack tracking every sign-up, click, and feature interaction. Use tools like Segment for event collection, DBT for modeling user paths, and something like Mixpanel to visualize funnel drop-offs. The critical metrics are your activation rate and cohort retention at day 7 and day 30. If your activation rate dips below 40%, stop launching new marketing campaigns and focus engineering effort on simplifying that initial sign-up and tutorial flow.
So if the funnel's broken, More traffic just means more wasted users.
Precisely. PLG requires a data-driven culture. You're constantly running this loop. Ship product improvements, measure activation and retention, identify bottlenecks, and optimize. It's a scientific approach to growth.
This has been incredibly practical, Mira. If there's one thing a founder should focus on first when building their PLG motion, what would it be?
Define your activation milestone and measure time to value obsessively. Everything else, your sign-up flow, onboarding, even your pricing, should be designed to get users to that aha moment as fast as possible. That's your foundation.
Perfect place to end. Thanks for breaking this down, Mira. And to everyone listening, if you're building a product-led motion, remember, every second of friction costs you users, and every day without activation costs you customers. We'll be back next week with another deep dive. Until then, keep building, keep measuring, and keep growing. I'm Arjun.
And I'm Mira.
This has been Growth Mechanics.